Thanks for choosing Keystone First Community Health Choices. If this is a medical emergency, please hang up and dial 911. All calls are recorded and may be monitored for quality assurance and training purposes. If you do not wish to have your call used for these purposes, please inform your personal care connector. Thank you.
Thank you for calling Participant Service. You're speaking with Raquel. May I have your name, please?
Can you repeat that? Sorry, you cut out.
Thank you for calling Participant Service. My name is Raquel. May I have your name, please?
Yes. Hi, Raquel. My name is Faigy, spelled F as in Frank, A-I-G-Y. I'm calling from Family First Care.
Hi, Faigy. All right. And what's your, give me a second. What's the initial to your last name?
S as in Sam.
Oh, S. All right. What's a good callback number for you?
267-551-7417.
Is that a direct line?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And what's the provider ID?
Just a second. It's 307-82894.
Thank you. All right, and what's the last four of the tax ID?
The tax ID is 3555.
Thank you. All right. And do you have the participant's ID you're calling reference to?
Yes.
All right. Go ahead.
It's 201-940-831.
All right. Participant's name and date of birth?
Ruby Mitchell, 810-1959.
Thank you. All right, how may I help you today?
So I was just calling to check in if Ruby's assessment information from her service coordinator was submitted to UM yet, and just for a status update on the case.
All right. So let me get you connected to someone in the provider full services so that they can provide you with that information, okay?
Thank you.
Have a number for them? You're welcome.
I don't have a number for them.
All right, no problem. Here it is.
Okay.
1-800.
Mhm.
521.
Okay.
6007.
Okay, and what is this line for?
All right, so this is a provider full services. So they speak only with providers. So like even if you're calling for, you know, a member or participant,
yeah.
This is a line that will speak directly with you. So I
okay,
just
and
verify
the number
the
I called is for patients
for
members?
Yes. For
okay,
members.
Okay, got it.
Mhm. All right, no problem. But I'll give them all the information that you provide me so you don't have to repeat yourself, okay?
Thank you so much.
If you're like, oh, I got to do
this
again.
That's helpful.
All right, no problem. Is there anything else you'd like me to help you with before I turn
no.
you over?
Thank
all right,
you so
please
much.
Stand the line with me. You're welcome for a few minutes. You have a great day, okay?
You too.
Thanks for calling.
Children aged 12 to 20 are changing at a fast pace. It's especially important for them to see their doctor at least once a year for a checkup. Call today to schedule your teen checkup. Women over the age of 40 should have a mammogram at least every 2 years to check for breast cancer. Treating cancer early is the best way to be around for your family for many years to come. Call your doctor to schedule a mammogram. Do you have asthma? Using a control medicine can help you stay out of the emergency room. Talk to your doctor about controller medicines today. As we get older, we need to be mindful of risk factors that increase with age. Be sure to visit your doctor for a well checkup at least once a year. During the visit, have your blood pressure and blood sugar checked.
Did you know that all children need to be checked for lead poison? Lead is not only found in old homes, but in toys and in the dirt around houses. Talk to your child's doctor about testing for lead in their blood before age 2. Do you think you're pregnant? Call your doctor as soon as possible. Getting care early in your pregnancy is the best way to have a healthy baby. All children over age 2 need yearly well child checkups with their doctor. Call today to...
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, my name is Antoinette. Debbie with Provider Service. I understand that you're calling on Ruby Mitchell.
Yes.
And are you aware of any other health insurance for this member?
No.
Okay, what kind of help did you need for the member?
I was just wondering if her assessment information with the service coordinator was submitted for UM review yet, and what the status of her pass authorization is.
Okay, is this for home health service?
Yes.
So what did she need this authorization for? What, is it data service?
Sorry, I can't really hear you.
What does she need the authorization for?
When does she need it for?
Yes.
As soon as possible. I was under the impression it wasn't approved yet.
Just a minute, please.
Thank you.
Okay, let me get you over to the patient care management unit to see if they've approved that for you. Hold on one moment.
Okay, thank you.
Do you have asthma? Using a control medicine can help you stay out of the emergency room. Talk to your doctor about controller medicines today. As we get older, we need to be mindful of risk factors that increase with age. Be sure to visit your doctor for a well checkup at least once a year. During the visit, have your blood pressure and blood sugar checked. Did you know that all children need to be checked for lead poison? Lead is not only found in old homes, but in toys and in the dirt around houses. Talk to your child's doctor about testing for lead in their blood before age 2. Do you think you're pregnant? Call your doctor as soon as possible. Getting care early in your pregnancy is the best way to have a healthy baby. All children over age 2 need yearly well child checkups with their doctor. Call today to make checkup appointments for all your children. Women over the age of 18 need a special test to check for cervical cancer. Talk to your doctor about a Pap test. If you're diabetic, is your A1C below 7? If not, call your doctor today to find out simple ways you can get your diabetes under control. All children and adults should have a dental checkup at least once a year. Call today to make dental appointments for everyone in your family. Strange but true. When you're pregnant, taking good care of your teeth and gums helps protect your baby. Talk to your OB doctor about dental care. See your dentist in the second trimester. Children age 12 to 20 are changing at a fast pace. It's especially important for them to see their doctor at least once a year for a checkup. Call today to schedule your teen checkup. Women over the age of 40 should have a mammogram at least every 2 years to check for breast cancer. Treating cancer early is the best way to be around for your family for many years to come. Call your doctor to schedule a mammogram. Do you have asthma? Using a control medicine can help you stay out of the emergency room. Talk to your doctor about controller medicines today. As we get older, we need to be mindful of risk factors that increase with age. Be sure to visit your doctor for a well checkup at least once a year. During the visit, have your blood pressure and blood sugar checked.
Okay, thank you for patiently waiting. Are you still there? Can you hear me?
I'm still here, yes.
Okay, I checked with the prior health department of the home health unit. They said that you have to talk to the service coordinator. The service coordinator is the one that was supposed to put that in. Have you talked
to I've been
NDLA?
Trying to get in touch, but there's no phone number on the portal for the service coordinator, only an email, and I haven't gotten any response.
Okay, the phone number I have for India Rice is 267 473 0991.
Thank you.
Now, if you have any problems still trying to get in touch with her, the member would need to call member services.
Okay.
To see if they can get additional assistance.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Did you need help with anything else today?
Nope. That's it. I appreciate it.
All right. Thanks for calling Keystone CAC. Hope you enjoy your day. Bye.
Bye-bye.